Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel just presented oral argument at the Court of Appeals, and the essential basis of this argument is that the Virginia governor, Ralph Northam, must be held responsible for his unconstitutional orders. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
So basically, the governor is responsible. He created the executive orders. He's enforced them. And now he wants to quarantine himself from any responsibility, especially with our church that we represent, Lighthouse Fellowship Church. The pastor was given a summons last year for having 16 people. That's 16 people in a sanctuary that's rated for 293. And he was charged with up to a year in jail and or a $2,500 fine, all because of Northam's executive order that he does not want to take responsibility for now.
Yeah, so his original executive order was no more than 10 people. And it didn't come through the legislature. It wasn't debated, wasn't voted on. He just popped it into his head. And he may have relied upon some other things that he got from other states or from Fauci or somebody like that.
But it was 10 people, and it didn't have anything to do with the size of the building,
no,
right?
You could have
a huge
You could have a
building.
50-person sanctuary or a 5,000-person sanctuary, and you could only have 10 people.
Yeah.
That makes no
sense. There's no science, right?
No sense. Because, I mean, if you had 10 people in a 5,000-seat sanctuary or a 1,000-seat sanctuary, you could have them where they'd have to have they'd have to communicate by cell phone.
Right.
Because it would be so far away from each other.
But he just came up with this magic number. Oh, only 10 people. And our church here is fairly small. I mean, it's rated for 293, and they had 16 people.
Yeah, just six over the magic number of 10.
16.
Six. And so what happened was on Palm Sunday, they came to church, and after the pastor finished his sermon, two police officers were waiting, and they gave Pastor Wilson a citation for violating Governor Northam's 10-person limit. And they told the pastor and the other remaining 15 people, if you come back next week for Easter, you're all going to be criminally cited. You're all going to get the same treatment. So they didn't come back for Easter. They had no Easter alternative.
They don't have good online service there. You know, this is on an island. It's a small community, and these people are family. I mean, they have come out of so many difficult situations, drug addiction or prostitution. But this pastor and his wife, they are really like family or parents to these people and providing so many services, sometimes even like transportation to doctor's appointments and whatnot. This is a real church, a real lighthouse, so to speak, in this community. So for them to come in and say, well, you can't have more than 16 people, it's not like they can flip a switch and go online. They're there in
They have
person.
No online option.
Yeah. He even has a trash can up front, you know, for people that want to give up their addictions, whether they're drugs or alcohol or whatever. They can walk up to the front of the aisle and throw them away and be free of them after embracing Jesus Christ.
And, you know, you can't have that same kind of gathering online. For example, because they feed people. Mm-hmm. And they shelter them. They provide social services.
They have a blanket ministry. Yeah, they give them counseling. They help them with jobs.
Because some of these people, you know, they don't have any other source of support.
Right.
Their only source of support is this church.
Right. They have meals together. I mean, they are a family.
And so this church, you know, you can't just feed people online or shelter them online or provide social services online. Now, online is fine, but the government doesn't have the authority to simply say, you can't have any in-person service. Or, even worse, put an arbitrary number of only 10 people, irrespective of the size of the sanctuary, while at the same time allowing the commercial establishments that are just within walking distance or driving distance to literally be filled like it's Christmas year-round. And that's what was happening. You know, the big box centers, the abortion clinics in Virginia, they're all considered essential. Churches were not.
Now, this particular court is unusual too, though, isn't it, Matt? Typically, in every other case in the country where you have these COVID executive orders, and, you know, last year we've definitely fought our share of them, don't they always include the governor as a defendant?
They do. And about 10 of these over time went to the U.S. Supreme Court. Supreme Court never said anything about the governor not being a proper defendant.
Right.
In all of the COVID cases where the governor was named, no court except for this lower court ultimately ruled that the they didn't rule that the governor was not the proper defendant. In fact, there's over 100 cases that we found with COVID and without COVID type of litigation where the governor issued an executive order and the governor was named as a defendant. Not one of those cases ultimately said, well, the governor, although he issued the executive order, is not the proper defendant.
So that doesn't make sense that Northam would get out like that.
Well, that's because the lower court judge saw the handwriting on the wall when the Supreme Court cases came down. We were litigating at the Supreme Court, and we began to win 5-4 and then 6-3 decisions at the Supreme Court. And so this lower court judge realized, well, if I actually rule on the merits, I'm going to have to rule for them. And she was very opposed to churches and Christians gathering together. So what she did is she came up with this decision that says, well, the governor's orders come from him. He amends them every 2 to 4 weeks. Nobody else has authority to do that. And the statute gives him authority to enforce it or require other agencies to enforce his orders. And that's the reason why the order was enforced against this pastor in the church. But nevertheless, he's not the proper one to sue. She doesn't suggest who is the proper one to sue. And if the governor who issues the orders, who amends the orders, who can repeal the orders, and who enforces the orders is not the proper person to sue, then who is?
But then the Fourth Circuit, the first time, also previously denied.
Well, that
motion?
Was a different issue. That was whether or not at the time it was moot, because at the time the 10 person had changed to a different number. I think that ruling was wrong as well. Mm. But we ended up going back down to the district court, and the district court then realized that it's going to have to address the merits because the Supreme Court has now ruled in the meantime, and that means we're going to win. And she came up with this cockamamie reasoning that the governor is not the proper defendant. So, you know, it's a lot of legalese, but at the bottom of the line is this. I mean, we are familiar with politicians who commit illegal or even criminal acts, mm-hmm. and they're not held accountable.
Right.
You know, we've seen this with the Hillary Clinton's server,
right.
what she did with that, with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, so many others, and they're not held accountable for their actions because they're politicians and they have some kind of pull with other people in order to basically be above the law.
And there's money incentive involved as well.
And so people are frankly tired right. of politicians getting special treatment.
Right.
And so at the bottom of this is the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam. He must be held responsible mm-hmm. for his individual voluntary acts. It's the governor that issued these orders. The governor modifies them. The governor repeals them. The governor has the enforcement authority. He can't just impose these unconstitutional orders on churches. And then when you challenge him, they ultimately say, well, sorry, I didn't mean it. I'm gone. You can't touch me. And that's really what we have here, that the lower court says, well, the governor is immune. You can't touch him. But he's the one who caused the constitutional violation.
Right.
He's the one who issued the illegal order.
He cannot escape responsibility for his own acts. I mean, that's just ridiculous to think he could just go and run away from what he created.
I mean, we had to work for months mm-hmm. to get the Commonwealth of Virginia to drop the criminal charges against Pastor Kevin Wilson.
Yes.
This pastor had criminal charges hanging over his head for months. And the criminal charges were simply because he met in a sanctuary rated for 293 people with 16 people. Six people over this magical number of 10, just divined and created out of nowhere by Governor Northam. And, you know, Governor Northam needs to be held responsible for it. So
right.
keep this case in your prayer. We represent Lighthouse Fellowship Church. It's an amazing church in Chincoteague, Virginia, and it has an amazing special ministry to the people of that area. Pray for that church and its ministry. Pray for this decision, that it's a favorable one. And for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.